Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmor 35, Lamed Hey. This is a song that offers us both the prayer, the tefillah, and the inner strength we need to contend with our enemies. As we read these psukim, we can picture the enemies that David faced. And the Radak explains that David composed this song while fleeing from Shaul. Although Shaul sought to kill him, David refused to harm Shaul in return. Instead, he turned to Hashem, asking him to fight his battles on his behalf. But these psukim are not only about David's personal struggle. Throughout the extensive Golus, the Jewish people have suffered at the hands of hostile nations who sought to harm us and plot our downfall, and it's still continuing today. As we read through these psukim, you're going to see, or you're going to think, that David is right with us right now. I don't think these psukim have ever been more relevant. And I hope that these psukim will give all of us the strength, the chizuk that we need, and the support that we need so that we can take care of our enemies and also maintain our own righteousness. And let's begin. Pasuk 1, Aleph. L'David riva Hashem es yirivai, l'cham es lochamai. By David, Hashem, fight those who fight me. Battle against those who battle with me. We once again have a mizmor that just begins with L'David, which Rabbi Hirsch explains to mean that these are the words that spontaneously came out of David's mouth. Pasuk Beis and Gimel 2 and 3. Hachazek magen v'tzina v'kuma be'ezrasi v'harek chanis usgor likras rodfai emor l'nafshi Yeshua Seich Ani. Take shield and armor and rise up to help me, and draw out a spear and close off those who chase me. Say to my soul, I am your Savior. We're asking Hashem to help us fight. You know, we can definitely see the image of preparing for war. We have to prepare for war. However, we know that our success in war is only through Hashem. We ask Hashem to please let us feel that He is with us. Let us hear inside of me, I am your Savior. And let's continue Psukim 4 through 7. These Psukim describe how we want our enemies to blow away, to feel disgraced, to feel lost, as if they're going down a dark and slippery slope that they will never be able to get out of. For they're trying to ambush us for no reason. They invent pretexts to justify hurting us. And so therefore, we'll skip to Pasuk 8, Pasuk Ches. Tivo'ehu shoa lo yeda, v'rishto asher taman til kedo b'shoa yipalba. Let destruction come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hid catch himself. Into ruin let him fall. And then as a result, Pasuk 9, V'nafshi tagil b'Hashem, tasis b'shuaso, and my soul will be joyful with Hashem. It shall rejoice in his salvation. In other words, I will recognize that my victory and their downfall is through Hashem. Pasuk Yud, then, the Medrash Shochar Tov, Medrash on Tehillim, says that Hashem responds to David when he says this. And so he says, when I save you, what are you going to do? And David answers with this pasuk yud. Kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem michamocha, matzil ani mechazak mimenu, va'ani ve'evyon migozlo. All of my bones will say, Hashem, who is like you? Who rescues the poor from the one who is stronger than he is? And the poor and the destitute ones from the robber. In other words, my entire body will proclaim your greatness. The Medrash continues and goes over various mitzvos and behaviors that are done with the parts of the body. Every aspect of my behavior will show my appreciation to you, Hashem. That's really the climax of this song. Stop a minute and reflect on the statement that you just said when you said these words and ask yourself, do I just say this pasuk? Or do I live this pasuk? Fighting can cause people to focus on their own power and strength, and also focus on what others are doing wrong. They can get so focused on the enemy that they don't focus enough on their personal commitment to serving God with integrity. This mizmar, this song reminds us, yes, you are fighting, but Hashem is fighting with you, and focus on staying connected to him. And the next few psukim will elaborate on the strengths and evils of the enemy. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yakumun Edei Hamas, Asher Lo Yadati Yishaluni. False witnesses rise up. They will hold me accountable for things that I know nothing about. In other words, they libel us, spreading false accusations and slander to damage our reputation and justify their hostility. Pasuk Yud Beis, Yishalmuni Ra'a Tachas Tova, Shchol Lenafshi. They pay me back evil for good, which bereaves my soul. And the Malbim explains here that often people attack others in revenge, but here David says that they're harming him even though he's only been good to them. Sound familiar? How is the soul bereaved? So let's go back to Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, where we say that Hashem saved us from robbers. Why bring in robbers? And the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that the worst kind of thief is one who steals people's hearts. When someone misrepresents us to others, it's very hard to do anything about it because they've already convinced others of our wrongdoings. So it's if they've stolen their hearts so that their hearts don't believe or don't know of the truth. I wasn't like that at all. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, Va'ani, but as for me, B'chalosam levushi sak inesi b'tzom nafshi, usfilasi al cheki sashuv. Korea ka'achli hishalachti, ka'evel aim koder shachosi. When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting, and I prayed for them again and again. I acted towards them as though he had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. I cared about them, but, Pasuk 15, Uvitzali samchu v'nasafu, nasfu alai nechim v'lo yadati, karu v'lo damu. But when I stumbled, they rejoiced and gathered. The wretched gathered against me. I don't know why they tore at me and would not be silenced. I am sure everyone has vivid images of these psukim, for it isn't just a story of the past. Pasuk Yud Tezayin 16, Bechanfei la gei ma'og charok alai shinemo. With flattery and mocking for a meal, they gnashed their teeth at me. They want to gain favor with the heads of the nation, so these underlings come out against me, against us. And the truth is that they're regular citizens and they have nothing against me. They've only benefited from us. The reason they gnash their teeth and viciously oppose us is to gain favor with their leaders. They want to flatter them. And Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem, Kama Tireh, Hashiva nafshi misho'ehem, mikfirim yechidasi. Hashem, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my only one from the lions. My only one is referring to my neshama. There's only one like mine. It sounds like David composed these very words for our generation, for the moment we are in now. This is why we turn to Tehillim. Pasuk Yud Ches. We can get lost in this pain, but instead we focus on ourselves and our future. Pasuk Yud Ches, Otcha b'kahal rav ba'am atzum ahaleka. I will thank Hashem in front of many. In a great nation, I will praise you. Like Esther showed us in Tehillim Chaf Beis 22, and the soldier on the front showed us in Tehillim Chaf Zayin 27. I, too, am already planning my personal words of thanks and praise that I will soon share. We are going to win. But in the meantime, back to the enemies, Psukim Yud Tes and Chaf 19 and 20. Ayismachu li oivai sheker, son ai chinam yikritsu ayin, kilo shalom yidaberu, ve'al rig'ei eretz divrei mirmos yechashovun. May my enemies not rejoice over me. Those who hate me for no reason, they wink their eye, for they don't speak of peace. But with the meek of the earth, they think words of deceit. Sometimes people will hurt others in their true quest for peace. But my enemies don't even have any quest for peace. They just prey on the vulnerability of others. And the Radak says that they know that they can spread false ideas because they won't experience any negative repercussions. If anything, they will feel glorified or be glorified. As I read these words, these images continue to be so vivid. Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21, Vayarchivu alai pihem, amru, ha'ach, ha'ach, ra'asa einenu. They open their mouths and they say, aha, aha, look what we see. Rashi says that they literally rejoice at the images of seeing us in misery. They rejoice at pictures of families destroyed. Pasuk Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, Ra'isa Hashem al techarash, Hashem al tirchak mimeni, ha'ira v'hakitza l'mishpati, Elokai v'Hashem l'rivi. Do you see Hashem? Don't be silent. Hashem, don't go far from me. Arouse yourself and awaken to my judgment, to my cause, my God, and the God of my battle. Pasuk 24, Shefteni kitzikecha Hashem Elokai v'al yismachuli. Judge me with your righteousness, Hashem, my God, and don't let them rejoice over me, over my downfall. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Al yomru v'libam ha'ach nafshenu, Al yomru bila nuhu. Let them not say in their hearts, aha, we have our heart's desire. This is what we wanted. We wanted to destroy them. Pasuk Chaf Vav 26, Yevoshu v'yachperu yachdav smeche ra'asi, yilbashu voshes uchlima hamagdilim alai. Let them be embarrassed and disgraced together, those who are happy at the bad I experience. Let those who glorify themselves over me be clothed in shame and humiliation. At this time, you can envision who they are and see them feeling humiliated. May it happen extremely soon. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Yaronu v'yismachu chafetzei tzidki, v'yomru samid yigdal Hashem, hechafet shlom avdo. And then may there be rejoicing and happiness for those who want to see my righteousness. They should always say, may Hashem be glorified who desires his servant's peace. That's what we want the world to say when they see our victory. What will be my reaction to the defeat of the enemies? Pasuk Chafches, Ulishoni teget tzidkecha, kol hayom tehilasecha. My tongue will speak of your righteousness and praise all day long. At all times, I will continue to praise Hashem in my words and thereby through my actions. This is our commitment. So while our adversaries are in the throes of trying to destroy us, we do what we can to protect ourselves. At the same time, we focus on our personal growth. They libel us and seek to harm us, but we turn to Hashem for strength and guidance. We know that Hashem is fighting with us and for us. He is by our side as we face these battles. And this mizmor helps us to stay focused so that not only will the enemy be defeated, but we will emerge even more righteous than we were before. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman, whose legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sheirit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.